الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, 1,000 years before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the skies and the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had recited Surah Yasin and Surah Taha. When the farishtas heard this beautiful recitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they said, Tuba li ummatin yunzalu hadha alayha, Tuba li ajwafin tahmilu hadha, Tuba li alsinatin tatakallamu bihadha. How fortunate is that ummat upon whom this Quran Sharif will be revealed. The farishtas heard that recitation. They'd seen the barakat and blessings and the nur and light emanating from the words of the Quran. So then they exclaimed, how fortunate is that ummat upon whom this Quran will be revealed. Tuva li ajwafin tahmilu hadha. How fortunate are those hearts who will be used to preserve this Quran Sharif. Tuba li alsinatin tatakallamu bihadha. And how fortunate are those tongues which will recite this Quran Sharif. After Iman, one of the greatest ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. This Quran Sharif has got everything in it. It's got barakat, it's got nur, it's got light, it's got hidayat, it's got shifa, it's got guidance, it's got direction. Everything that a person needs, you know, people speak about barakat. You know, no barakat in time, no barakat in wealth. So someone wants some wazifa, someone wants some ta'weez. But the Quran Sharif is the greatest source of barakat. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. Allah says, this Quran, we have revealed it to you. This is a source of barakat. This is a source of blessings. When a person reads the Quran Sharif, you know, with that respect, with iman, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come rushing towards that person. Ulama explained that in one letter of the Quran, we're not speaking about a whole surah or a whole verse, but one letter of the Quran, there's that amount of barakat and blessings that is far beyond our imagination. We cannot also imagine how much of barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept in the Quran Sharif. And this Quran is the solution to the problems of the world. This Quran is the solution to the difficulties that the world is undergoing. We have got the solution with us. But the problem is we have forgotten about our solution. And like all other blind people, we are looking for other solutions now. We forgot that we have got this Quran. This Quran Sharif has got everything in it. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali gives a very beautiful example to explain this. He says when he was a young boy, his mother made an expensive ring for him. So Sheikh Saadi was using this ring, and there was one thug who came and he's trying to rob him now. So in those days, people were not so brave like how they nowadays. You know, just going to pull the ring out. So he comes to him, he tells him, all right, suck your ring. So he sucks the ring, he asks him, you got any taste? He says, no, there's no taste. So then he takes out a piece of sugar candy and he tells him, suck this. So he sucks it, tells him, this got taste, yes, this got a lot of taste in it. It's very sweet. He says, let's do a swap. So Sheikh Saadi, he took his ring with which he could have bought maybe thousands of that sugar candies. He took the ring and then he took that one piece of sugar candy. Like this, he was deceived. Respected friends, that's how we are deceived in this dunya. Some fancy words, some big researches, some big titles. And yeah, we got carried away. We got blown away. We forgot about the wealth that we have got. We have forgot about the wealth of the Quran. The spiritual wealth, that which will change this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk. Allah is telling Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Quran, we revealed it to you. Who revealed it? Allah revealed it. Wama huwa biqawli shair. This is not the words of some poet. Wala biqawli kahin. This is not the words of some person who is a fortune teller. This is not some scientific research which will change every other day. This is not some research that is filled with one or two facts and then hundreds of lies added to it just to fulfill some agenda. This is the kalam of Allah. Tanzeelu Rabbil Alameen. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has, you know, created mankind, who has protected mankind, who has fostered every one of us, nurtured every one of us, protected every one of us. Allah has given you the manual. This is the Quran Sharif. Hold this Quran. Hold firm to this Quran. Don't leave it. Ponder over it. Read it. Respect it. Love it. Attach it to your heart. Give it a place in your life. The Quran Sharif, keep it very near your heart. Keep the Quran before you in your life. If you keep the Quran before you, this Quran will take you to Jannat. It will lead you to Jannat. It will take you to the straight path. But if you leave the Quran behind you, it will pull you to Jahannam. On the day of Qiyamah, Al-Quranu hujjatun laka wa alayk. The Quran will either be a proof in your favor, or it will be a proof against you. On the day of Qiyamah, this Quran will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person abandoned me. He left me to collect dust in the shelf. Only the month of Ramadan or some big night, he pulled out the Quran Sharif. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain, oh my Lord, this Quran is the living miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other Anbiya alayhi salam came, they brought miracles, but when the Anbiya left the world, the miracles had ceased. You cannot see the miracles, but the living miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah ali, he equated the Quran Sharif to the staff of Musa alayhi salam, and he said, just as the staff of Musa alayhi salam went and devoured all the snakes of the magicians, this Quran will devour all forms of batil. Provided people will hold to the Quran, they will practice the Quran, they will understand the Quran in the same way that Sahaba understood it, Tabi'in understood it. There's no need for us to change the Quran. There's no need to reinterpret the Quran. It has to be in its pure and pristine form that has been understood from over 1400 years. Then this Quran Sharif will devour all forms of batil. So this Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk. This Quran we reveal to who? To Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akramul awwaleena wal akhireen. The greatest personality to set foot on the surface of this earth. That being for whom the entire creation was created. Allah revealed the Quran to him. Understand the majesty of the Quran. What is the purpose of the Quran? A very lofty purpose. A very high purpose. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that you will remove people from darkness, the darkness of kufr, the darkness of disbelief, the darkness of bidat, the darkness of vice and sin, the darkness of fear and despondency, to the light of iman, the light of sunnat, the light of taqwa, the light of piety, the light of hope. Quran Sharif has got everything in it. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how he's praising this Quran Sharif. So as I mentioned, the Quran Sharif has got the solution in it to the problems of this world. There was a very great saint in Dioban by the name of Sheikh ul-Hind rahmatullahi alayhi, the ustad of many senior luminaries, the like of Hazrat Muhammad Shafi'i Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, etc. Sheikh ul-Hind, because he was working for the cause of Islam, for the cause of deen, he was in the forefront to protect the Muslims from tyranny, from zulm, from oppression against the British. Then they had locked him up in Malta for a lengthy period of time. After that, Sheikh ul-Hind rahmatullahi alayhi was released and he comes back to Dioband. And there is a gathering, there is a majlis. And all great ulama, senior ulama, all have gathered now in this gathering, in this majlis. And Sheikh ul-Hind Maulana Mahmud al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi, he tells them that in the seclusion of the jail, I pondered over the downfall of the Muslims. I pondered over the plight of the Muslims. Why are the Muslims so downtrodden? And I thought, what was the reason? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put two reasons in my mind. I learned two very important lessons. And now the people that are there, saints are present in that gathering, great ulama, pious people, they thinking such a great personality, what lesson must he have learned? So he says that there were two reasons why this ummah is suffering. One, he says, is because of the infighting. Because of us breaking ourselves up now. We are breaking ourselves up and we are fragmenting ourselves. So remember, when there's unity, there will always be strength. There will be power. With unity comes strength. With unity comes power. So that's one of the reasons. And the second reason which we are discussing now, he says that the ummah has left out the Quran Sharif. We have left out the Quran. How many people read the Quran? How many people can even read the Quran properly? The Imam Sahib is not here. How many people can come forward and perform the salah in Jamaat, can lean the congregation prayers? People are not confident. They're not sure how their recitation is. But remember, it is never too late. It's never too late for us to learn. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is the one who learns the Quran or teaches the Quran. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba in different ways. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of teachers. He asked them that, would one of you not like to wake up in the morning and go to Buthan or Akik, which were two valleys in Medina Munawara, and go and get two big camels with huge humps, without committing any sins, and without breaking ties? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, which one of us would not like this, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Everyone would want to go. Remember, in the Arabs now, the most valuable wealth was camels. So that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it to them with camels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of you goes in the morning to the masjid, and he learns two ayats of the Quran Sharif, or he reads two ayats of the Quran, two ayats. Which person can say he doesn't have time to read two ayats? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then that person, that is better than two camels. If he reads three ayats, it's better than three camels. If he reads four ayats, it is better than four camels. So you tell a person, you know what, you just came to the masjid, and you get a Kruger coin. You know, a person's getting a Kruger coin, he just comes to the masjid, and he gets the Kruger coin. If you read one ayat, it's far better than the Kruger coin. But just for us to understand, in fact, one ayat is far better than the entire world and whatever it contains. But just to understand the importance of this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to Sahaba. So this Quran Sharif is something we need to bring in our lives. We need to start reciting the Quran. Remember, one of the rites of the Quran Sharif is that we also ponder over the Quran. Ponder over the meaning of the Quran. How many people have got zeal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran Sharif. Jibreel alayhi salam brought it down. How many people have got that zeal and enthusiasm to say, I want to know what is the message of my Allah? Imagine someone beloved to you, they write a letter
in another language. You will make every effort to get that letter translated and for you to understand that letter. Why? Because it's someone beloved to you. This is Allah, your creator, the one who needs to be the most beloved to you. Your life lies in the control of Allah. Everything of yours lies in Allah's control. How many people have got that zeal to say that we want to go and learn now? What is the message of Allah? What Allah is telling me? How many people ponder over the Quran? One ayat of the Quran Sharif. Ponder over it. What Allah is saying. What this demands of me. This is going to strengthen my iman. This is going to strengthen my yaqeen. If you want to see Allah, you will see Allah in the Quran Sharif. You know, we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Physically in this dunya, you cannot see Allah. But if you want to see Allah's power, Allah's magnanimity, Allah's might, then look at the Quran Sharif. Ponder over the Quran Sharif, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alamgir rahmatullah Ali, his daughter, her name was Zaybun Nisa. Very intelligent young girl. At that time, the king of Iran, he had written one line of a poem, and he wanted someone to bring a matching line to that. Basically, the line that he spoke of a pearl that had some discoloration. It was a Persian poem. So he sent out this challenge to the poets of the world, that who can answer this? So this young girl, by the name of Zaybun Nisa, she then in poetic language, she spoke about the tear of the beloved that had a tinge of surma in it. And like that fitted in with the pearl that had a discoloration in. So when the king of Iran had seen that this young girl is so intelligent, he expressed his desire now to meet her. I want to meet this young girl. So Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali was a great buzurg also. He was a king also, but he was a great alim, he was a great buzurg. So he tells his daughter, you know, why are you doing all these things now? How are we going to answer this man? I cannot take you to go and meet him. So she says, okay, let me answer him in poetic language. So then she writes a poem in Persian. Dar sukhan makhfi manam chubu e gul dar barg e gul. She says, I am hidden in my speech, like how the fragrance of the flower is hidden in the petals. Man ke didan darad binadmara. That person, dar sukhan binadmara. That person who wants to see me, and he wants to see my beauty and who I look like, then he must see me in my speech. So the ulama normally, they will quote this incident and they say that if you want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see Allah in the kalam of Allah. You will see Allah's power. You will see Allah's might. When you understand Allah's power, nothing will intimidate you. Nothing will drop you. Nothing will frighten you. Because we don't have the power of Allah before us. Because we don't have the Quran firm in our hearts, very easily we will get intimidated. Very easily we will get frightened. But we need to hold firm onto the Quran, because the Quran Sharif has got everything in it. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum wa shifaa'un lima fi sudur. Allah says an admonition has come to you from the side of your Lord, and a shifa for the doubts in your hearts. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِّلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and a guidance and a mercy for the believers. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Allah says, say, with the grace of Allah and the mercy of Allah. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is something that they should rejoice over. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is far better than all the wealth they accumulate, all the riches that they have got, all the worldly commodities. The Quran Sharif is far better. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith he mentioned, la hasada illa fi ithnain. You know, if you want to envy someone, often in life we will admire something, or we will envy people. You see a person driving, you know, a very expensive, luxurious car. You know, your eyes pop out, hey, look at this car. And you now think to yourself, hey, I wish I could drive a car like this. You see a person living in a luxurious home, the same thing happens to you. You see a person going for an exotic holiday, the same thing happens to you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't attach your heart to all these things. This is not something for you to envy. This is not something for you to admire. This is not something for you to be desirous of. If you want to envy someone, rajulun ataahu Allahu al-Quran yaqumu bihi ana al-layli wa ana an-nahar. Envy that man who Allah gave him the Quran, and throughout the day and throughout the night he's reading the Quran. And you'll see people like that. They got no time. They got no time for chit chat. They got no time to waste. They are reading Quran all the time. They are amassing the wealth of the Akhirat on the day of Qiyamah. When we will stand in front of such people, then we will feel embarrassed. Then we will feel humiliated. Then we will feel disgraced because our wealth is going to do nothing. What are you going to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah is going to ask you, I sent you in this world, how much Quran did you read? No, Allah, I was busy playing with my phone. I was busy on social media. I was walking the marketplaces. Or I was, you know, busy making money. No, this is not an excuse. That is by the way. If you have to do that, it's a necessity. You will do it. But this is your priority. What are you doing to fulfill your priority? So this is a person now. If you want to envy someone, envy this man. This man who is reading Quran all the time. And you'll find people like that. There are people who read one Quran Sharif every day. People in our midst. You won't even know. Because they're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no need for them to say these things. There's people who make khatam every 3 days. Ordinary people. Not huffaz. Not ulama. Not big sheikhs. Ordinary people. But they value their time. And this is, you know, as you're approaching the holidays and you're getting free time, you have to understand if you value that free time, inshallah, there's so much you can achieve. There's so much you can gain. There's so much you can get. Remember, as I mentioned, the Quran Sharif has got everything. The Quran Sharif also got shifa in it. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah says, we reveal in the Quran that which is a shifa and a mercy for the believers. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالشِّفَائِينَ الْعَسَلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ Hold firm to two forms of shifa. What is the physical form of shifa? That is honey and the Quran Sharif. How many people, even their minds even go to this? When a person gets sick, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone was sick in his family, he would read Surah Falak, he would read Surah Nas, and he would blow on that person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Abu Sayyidin al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, narrates an incident. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were once traveling, they came to a certain locality, and they asked those people to accommodate them, and to give them their meals, because that was the custom at that time. There were no restaurants. So when you would come to a locality, you were traveling. But those people refused to provide any meals for them. And it so happened that the leader of that tribe, there was a scorpion that bit him. And he was in excruciating pain. So they approached these people and they asked them, the Sahaba, they approached the Sahaba and they asked them, is there anyone who can read and blow on this person? And one person said, yes. He started reading Surah Fatiha because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Surah Fatiha is a shifa for every sickness. He started reading Surah Fatiha and he was, you know, gathering the saliva in his mouth and then he blew on this person and this person was relieved of that pain. The pain had went away and then they had given this Sahaba a flock of goats because of this, of the service that they had rendered, because of that person reciting Surah Fatiha. There's another incident of another group of Sahaba who were traveling in one place and they seen a person that is in shackles and he's tied up, a madman, and they don't know what to do. You know, when a person goes mad, he goes crazy. They did not have, you know, the psychiatric wards that we have got nowadays. So that they got the man, they tied him up, they don't know what to do. So here again they approach the Sahaba, is there anyone that can read and blow? And one person, one Sahabi goes forward, he recites Surah Fatiha, and he blows on this person's face. And in this manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person shifa. So the Quran Sharif has got shifa in it also. There's shifa in the Quran. But how many people, their minds even go to the Quran Sharif? That's a last resort when everything fails, nothing is working out, everything is crumbling, the man is in sakarat. Then you'll say, now get some someone to start reading Quran Sharif. But this Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that rahmat and that mercy in it. There was one buzurg, Imam Qushayri rahmatullah alayhi. His son had fallen very ill. And he tried all different types of treatments until he came to a point where he lost hope in the life of that child. He thought to himself, it seems like now we're going to lose this boy. And that night he sees a dream. According to some versions of this incident, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some versions of the incident say that he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream told him, Aina anta min ayati shifa? How have you forgotten about the verses of shifa? You did everything else, but you conveniently forgot about the verses of shifa. So then This Buzurg was not sure, but then when he opened the Quran and then he pondered, then he had found that there were 6 ayats of the Quran Sharif where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about shifa. And then he went and he read those ayats and he blew on his son. And according to some narrations, he wrote it on a plate and he gave that boy to drink. And through the barakat of the ayats of shifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given shifa to that boy. So this Quran Sharif has got shifa in it. The Quran, Allah Himself is telling you, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So many incidents there are till this day and time. People will give you their own episodes. I was sick. I didn't know what was happening to me. I started reading Surah Fatiha. Someone read Surah Fatiha 7 times. The Durood Sharif 7 times. They blew on the water. They started drinking. From that point, the person started feeling relief. Before that, there was no medication that was helping him. Someone read Manzil. Just recently someone mentioned the incident. A person, a COVID patient, who is saying that the only thing that helped me was the Manzil. I was reading the Manzil in the morning. I was blowing in the water. I was drinking. I was reading the Manzil in the evening, where no other medication was helping the person. The barakat of the Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept shifa in this. 2 people related the incidents to me. 2 people went to psychiatrists. Not Muslim psychiatrists. You know, the funny thing is, a lot of these things non-Muslims have to tell us. That is an ajib thing. Like one person was coming with Zamzam water and the customs official stopped him. He says, I don't want anything else. I just want you to give me a little bit of this water. But what are you going to do with this, brother? He says, no, this water, I take it home and I keep it. When my children get sick, how you use a syringe and give them medicine? I give them this water. And within a few days, those children come right. This person is saying, I went to Makkah Mukarrama. I brought the Zamzam. I carried the Zamzam. The non-Muslim customs official has to tell me about the shifa in Zamzam. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned, once I was in Makkah Mukarrama and I got sick and I had no access to medication. We don't mean that a person must not use medication. That is not what is meant. But with your medication, don't forget about the Quran Sharif. So he says, I had no access to medication. I took Zamzam water. I began to read Surah Fatiha and blow on the Zamzam water. Through the barakat of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me shifa. So 2 people told me the incidents that they went to psychiatrists, non-Muslim. One was a white Christian old man, the other was a Hindu female, and both the psychiatrists told 2 different patients, go and read Quran Sharif. If you want to remove this depression, this medication we can give you, it can have a certain effect, it can go to a certain limit, it cannot go beyond that. You got the Quran, go and recite the Quran Sharif. So one person told me his incident. He says he felt so embarrassed. A non-Muslim female psychiatrist is telling him to read Quran for depression. But he says when he opened the Quran, it was very difficult for him. But then he started reading. And as he read, and he read, and he read, and eventually he felt a lightness. He felt as though a heaviness left him. A darkness left him. The barakat of the Quran, the nur of the Quran, the light of the Quran set in him. So respected friends, let us take our time every day to recite the Quran. And now that we got some free time, let us, you know, half an hour, 1 hour, if a person comes to the masjid a bit earlier, 10, 15 minutes earlier, you can read a few pages, maybe you can read quarter, half para. Sit in the masjid after namaz, you are coming to the masjid. Just allocate that time. Inshallah, if we bring this Quran Sharif in our lives, bring that Quran in the homes, barakat will come in that homes, nur will come in that homes, light will come in that home, the shayateen will run away, and the farishtas will surround and protect our homes. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.